Thursday the 17th of May, Rav Nosson David Turner, the Schar for Mitzvahs.
Yeshua Sovi Mori, Rav Eisai, thank you once again for asking me to come and speak here this morning. This morning being Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, in fact some people have the minhag as it's already after the Molad today, not to say Tachanun already this morning, we're ready now, well into Erev Rosh Chodesh, into Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the month of Sivan, the month of Kabbalah Torah, as we know. Therefore I'd like to say, share a few words, Kabbalah Torah, mitzvahs, schar mitzvahs. The Haftarah, the second day Shavuos, it's familiar, is from the Treyasa Chavakuk, which discusses and mentions that you've spoken here about Kabbalah Torah. Tefillah LaChavakuk HaNovi, and he mentions how Hashem Mitaymon Bo, Hashem came Mitaymon, Rashi explains from the Esav, he went first to Esav, and then the Gemara goes on to say the Kodesh, the Holy One, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, may Ha'aporon Sero, came from Ha'aporon, Rashi explains here Ha'aporon is Yishmoel, to ask them to be Mekabel the Torah, as Rashi mentions here, which are mentioned in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, he went first to the Umos, in fact he went to all the Umos. Explains the Ramban, why are these particularly mentioned? Says the Ramban, because there was a Havamina, maybe they would accept, they were of course descendants of Avraham Avinu, Yishmael, Esav, maybe they wouldn't want to accept the Torah, they weren't prepared to accept the Torah, nor were any of the other nations. The Ramban in Geres HaTemon says, how did Hashem ask them? He actually said that Nevi'im were sent, says the Rambam, to the nations to ask them to be Mekabel the Torah. And they refused. The Pesukim continue and say, we find in Pasuk Vav, Vayum Omad, Hashem stood, Vayum Moideid Eretz, normally translated that Hashem judged Eretz, Ro vayate goyim, he saw vayate goyim. What's its Russian vayate goyim? Says the Gemara in Baba Kama, and also Rabbi Zora, Dach Beis, Omrav Yosef, Omad vayimoded eretz, Ro, as we said before, vayate goyim. What is vayate, heta? What does it mean? Ma ro, what did Hashem see? Ro sheva mitzvahs shekibul aleim b'nei Noach. He saw the seven mitzvahs, as we know, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, which were universal to the whole world. The sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He considered and saw what had happened with these sheva mitzvahs. V'loi kiyumon. They had not been the kind of these sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. As we know, throughout all the doras, in Faith of Bereshis, Omad v'hitiru lohem. He stood, that's vayate goyim. He made it mutter, he made it permitted, he released them from this mitzvah, from the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, says the Gemara. How is that possible? Motzinu chote niska. We find here a sinner is profiting from the fact that they didn't keep the mitzvah, suddenly it becomes mutter for them. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu makaimin oison, ein makablim scha. If they're makablim, if they do perform these mitzvahs, they don't get any reward. Says the Gemara, how is that possible? It stands that they are mechuyev. They're not getting reward. What's happening here? Concludes the Gemara. They are mekablim aleim schar kimetzuva v'oiseh. They do get schar, but there's a difference between metzuva v'oiseh v'ein metzuva v'oiseh. They are no longer mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs. And that's why they get schar like Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. Says Rashi, in Einon Mitzvim, Abu Me'onshon Be'Potron. They still receive their Einish for not being kind in these mitzvahs. What's going on there? The Einon Mitzvah V'Oisa, his matir, how that works, needs perhaps a hezda. The ainu mitzvah the oiser, which sounds like it's up to you, if you want to perform the mitzvahs you can or not. But nevertheless, says Rashi, they still get an ainish if they don't keep them. What's going on here? There's several mahalkim. There's osameach. A beautiful priest in Yeshua Das. Let's start with the Yisoid mentioned in the Vassanon, the Tzal, where he quotes a Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, when Moshe Chaim Yitzhato, that's most well known from the Tzilat Yishorim, is your Tzal actually for this week, earlier on in the week. He says the following, and this perhaps is the basis of mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Shlomo wants people to perform mitzvahs, but there are two reasons for this. Number one, who mekayim chetzer, b'mer shetivohu sheyase hamaisa hahu. A person gets har, Hashem has commanded him to perform a particular mitzvah, he does it. That was the rotten of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The shenis, with this action, not only is there tzivui, a person's fulfilled the command of the king, but also there's a certain shleimus that a person gets. There's a tikkun in the bria. Very difficult for us to understand, but this is what they're saying. Yisaka boraisa bora alma means that a person performing mitzvahs, there's a shleimus for that individual, hashpur that comes down with Shemaim, a bounty from Shemaim for the performance of mitzvahs. And with that, also, a person is Kaim Chefze Yisporach Shemaim, Shuhu Chofetz, Shihi Odom Mishtalim. The Rav Meshulam, of course, wants that a person should fulfill his potential together with this shleimus, which is being poured from the Oitza Min HaShemaim. So then we have the two parts of mitzvahs. There's a tzivui, a command, like a king commands someone to do something. But on top of that, there's the shleimus that a person receives by performing these mitzvahs. And there's certain differences between these two. What do I mean? The other sakdushin, Rashi, quotes already in Bereshit, in Toldos, discussing Avraham Avinu. Eikev asher shoma Avram b'keili v'yishma mishmati mitzvisai v'chukisai v'soresoi. Rashi explains there how Avram Avinu, in fact all the others, they kept kol ha-Torah kula. You see the Rashi there. There's no tzibur. There's no command to perform the mitzvahs. Elomai, together with their wonderful intellect, difficult to say intellect, their understanding of the makeup of the world, they appreciated that the tariyat mitzvahs need to be performed. And by performing them, there will be this wonderful hashpor in the Bria. There was no tzivui. Which meant the following. As there was no tzivui, sometimes, again with their own seichel, they could understand that sometimes a mitzvah that maybe needs to be overlooked or pushed aside. One example, Yaakov Avinu, who married sisters. One can't normally marry sisters, that's mamish one of the aveiros min ha-Torah. Nevertheless, he appreciated that the Yud Beis Shvokin had to be built up through these particular individuals with the Rachel, Leah, the Mois, Bilhah, Zilpah. Therefore, he could overlook the normal Aveira of two sisters to build up Klal Yisrael. That is only before Matan Torah. One says that Tzivui, a person with his own intellect and Sefer can't say, I think I need to marry two sisters. A person can't do that. There are certain rules of Aseh Techeleis Aseh Umin Atoya, but normally there's a tzivui, he cannot now make cheshbonus with the mitzvahs. Another example, perhaps a very sad example, someone who's a tzaddik all his life, the Gemara discusses this in Kiddushin Daf Mem, but sadly toward the end of his life, Toiher Al Rishonus, he regrets performing mitzvahs. Gives it up. Very sad that he ever, very unhappy that he ever performed mitzvahs. Say, extremely sad case, that's for sure. What happens there? explains Rabbi Konon, what has he given up? He's given up the tzibui. He's rebelled against the Rabbeinu Shloinam. Hashem told him, was mitzaveh him to keep mitzvahs. He's giving it up. He's lost the tzibui. Presumably he's lost the schafa b'mekayim. Oh, pi the tzibui. Over the hash. Whatever's happened in the bria of those mitzvahs, that's happened. Explains Rabbi Konon. Again, what has he done? He's broken the tzibui. But whatever's happened in the bria through these mitzvahs, that's already taken place. Similarly, of course, we have a reversal of the happier side. The Baal Tshuva, he's done a very sadly all his life, and now decides he's going to change his ways. What happens then? He now is saying, I'm the makabel upon myself, the tzivui. Forgive me, Hashem, that the fact that I rebelled against you. Says Hashem, I'll forgive you. Here, says in the Silas Yesharim, is an exception. Normally, you would have expected whatever he's done in the Bria, this terrible effect of his Averis. What will happen with that? Explains the Mitzvah Shishon. Here we do have an exception, where Hashem with his chesed is prepared to be oikeh the maisa. But that's an exception. Teshuvah, akiras harotzayim, kakiras hamaisa, as if the maisa didn't exist. Whatever happened in the Bria through this Avera is now null. Another example of these two parts to the Mitzvah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chet Ches, on discussing Tzkiyas Shefer, Machlokes, Rabban, as we sort of say, Rabba says, Hatokea Lashir, someone, musician, likes music, and he blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah because he enjoys the sound. Doesn't think he's trying to be Makanda Mitzvah. Says Rabba, Hatokea Lashir Yotza, Machlokes, whether Mitzvah's Tzrichas Kavona or Mitzvah's Ein Tzrichas Kavona. We pass the mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. But according to the shitta, that mitzvahs ainam tzrichas kavanah, what happens here? Explains Rabbi Konon, what schar is he going to get? He's not going to get the schar he wanted to perform the mitzvah of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because he's no intention to blow the shofar to be mekayim the mitzvah. He enjoys the music. However, it's mitzvahs ain tzrichas kavanah. Whatever he's done in the Bria Rosh Hashanah, blame the shofar, the wonderful thing, the Rebbeinu goes, Mikisei Din, Mikisei Rachamim, that's happened. If you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, the tzibui is not done. He won't get the schar for the tzibui because he's not intending to perform a mitzvah. But mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah means, because in the Bria, a person performing a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, and particularly blowing the shofar, he will receive the hashpah from that mitzvah will be felt in this Bria. Another example, but this time on the other side. The Gemara says, again in Kiddushin, that's Nen, the case where someone's Nenas, he wanted to perform a mitzvah, Nenas, it only happened, wanted to go to shul, car's broken, didn't expect it, not feeling well, Nenas. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala ol vakosu ki'ilu asor. A wonderful thing, machshava tova kamaisa. A person intended to perform a mitzvah. But sadly, whatever happened, he was unable to perform the mitzvah. Ma'alo ol of akosuv ki'ilu asor. What does that mean? He'll get schar as if he did the mitzvah. What schar is he going to get? Again, says Rabbi Chanan, he will get the schar that he wanted to perform the tzivui of the Rebbeinu Shalala. Hashem told him to perform certain mitzvahs. He wanted to perform the mitzvah. Sadly, something took place. There was a illness at the last minute. He couldn't perform the mitzvah. He will get a tip as if he wanted to perform the mitzvah and the schar for the tzibui, listening to the command of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Can you say there'll be a hashlama in the bria through his action of performing the mitzvah? He hasn't done it. Whatever mitzvah he intended to do, he actually didn't do. Ma'ala olav akosuv kilu asor, regarding the tzibui aspect, he will get the schar for that. What he won't get, of course, is this hashlama for himself and in the bria. That doesn't happen, because he actually has not performed the mitzvah. That's machshava tova kamaisa on the tzivui aspect. If that's the case, explains the Netziv, the Gemara that we've just seen before, the Gemara in Baba Kama. He gives a wonderful moshel. A doctor. A doctor with medicine and poison. A moshel. By performing mitzvahs, the person takes the medicine. By not performing mitzvah, it could be like poison. Imagine a doctor who has a son. Or imagine even a parent who knows full well exactly the advantages of taking this medicine. Or maybe taking the poison in the other side. What sometimes the doctor, the father, may do is give a sweetener to the son. He'll say, "My son, I want you to take this medicine. I'll give you a sweet. I'll give you a chocolate if you have it." That's not the real intention, but nevertheless, he'll get both. If he has the medicine, he'll get the chocolate, but he'll also get that tikkun to his own goof through the medicine. Says the Nativ in Meremi Sodeh on this Gemara. Originally, with the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nach, the Bria had, as the basis of the Bria, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nach, which meant by performing these mitzvahs, there was a tzibul from Hashem, through Noach and the Marishan, to perform the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nach, which meant that a person was performing the tzibui, and also there was this Shleimos in the Briyam for the individual for performing these mitzvahs. Says the Pasuk Ro, Hashem saw and considered, Vayate Goyim. He came to the Umasot Elam, asking them to be Makai in the mitzvahs. They weren't prepared, to accept the Torah. Not only that, they didn't perform their Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So Hashem says, I'm going to remove the sweetener from the Umasot Elam, from Ben Noach. What does it mean? It means now he becomes, as we said before, an Eino Metsuva Ba'ofer. Which means he won't get the chocolate, he won't get the schar for the tzibui, because that's gone. He hasn't gained anything, he's lost. But the onshin are still there. What type of onish? The onish in the Bria, by going against the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that's the makeup of the Bria. That will still be there. However, for Klal Yisrael, they now, through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Har Sinai, they receive the whole Torah, the Tzivui, and the Shleimus they get through the whole Tariyat Mitzvah. And this is therefore, if the Pshat he says in the Gemara Baba Kama, Vayate, he was matir for them, this Tzivui that they would have had on the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, which means now, it's up to them, you want to perform it, but remember one thing. If you don't perform the mitzvahs, you go against the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, as is the makeup of this world, there will be an effect, and there still therefore will be a punishment for going against the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. With that, maybe we can understand the Akedah slightly differently. The Akedah, we all know, Avraham commanded, Ba'aleihu shom la'ila, take his son, the Akedah. He's prepared, about to be, to shech his son. And what happens? Ba'yikru eilav malach Hashem in Hashemayim, Avraham, Avraham, ba'yumeh hineini. Don't do anything to your son, to Yitzchak. Now I know, ki yirei Elokim ato, the crucial words, v'loi chosachto es bincho es yechidcho mimeni. You did not withhold your son from me. That could well be the end of it. You'd expect that to be the end. He's done everything he was asked to do, which was just take Yitzchak up to the mountain, Har Moria. But we are not finished. In fact, in Medrash Tanchuma, it says the following. Avraham then says, how can I go down without a korban? Why do you want to be a korban? Korban Torah, what korban do you want here? Omnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Shlach Lecha, Harei korboncha mesukan misheishes nei breishis. I always wanted you to bring an actual korban. And here it is. Miyad, immediately, that's the next pasuk in the Akedah. Vayiso Avraham eis einot, he lifts up his eyes. Vayad yinei ayot. This is the aisle that was always prepared and it should have been shechted. And what happens then? So Rashi says, Vayelech Avram Vayikach Yisrael Vayaleu Le'oilo Tachas Benoi. Says Rashi, again quoting the Medrash Tanhuma, what is Tachas Benoi? Instead of his son. Says Rashi, Al Kol Avoido She'osra, every action that he did, Hoyo Mispala Ve'oimai, he davened and said, Yehi Rotzayim, She'teheizu Ki'ilu Hu Asir Beni, I was prepared to actually shech my son. Or Hashem, he's still sound and safe, but I was prepared to do this. Let this action be equivalent to me actually shechting my son, according to the tzibur that you wanted. I was prepared to go this far. Kilu b'ni shochut, as if he's shechted. Kilu domoi zoruk, his blood sprinkled on the mizbeach. Kilu b'ni mufshot, as if he's, the skin's been taken from him. Kilu hu nektar v'na'as sedeshem. In fact, the next pasuk says, in fact, Asher Ye'omah, Bahar Hashem Ye'ro'eh, it will be seen, or Har Hashem, says Rashi, in all the future doiros, Yira Hashem will see Efresh Yitzchok, the Ether of Yitzchok, Shovel Ve'omer Chapor, in a mound, waiting what? For a Chapor for Klal Yisrael. Rashi mentioned it last week, etc. The Zohar Tiyas Berisi Avram, Yitzchok, says Rashi, what's Yitzchok? Yitzchok, the actual ashes are considered, Avraham Avinu was prepared and actually did shech his son, the ashes are there as a kapora for Klal Yisrael. And then the pasuk goes on and says, Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avraham Shenis. What's his second time? Vayome binishpatim kiyana she'osiso et adoba azeh, because you did this, v'loichasachto es binuchos yedech, you didn't withhold your son. Well, we've already heard this. What's his second malach? Avram was prepared to shech his son. The malach comes and tells him, you don't need to. Says Avram Avinu, yes, Abad, I'll get the schar, but I was prepared to shech my son. As we said before, Nena, kilo asol, as if I've done it. But Einu doime, as if I mamish would have done it. You're releasing me from actually shechting my son, but I want the schar, I want the hashpor in this world for actually shechting my son, not machshava tova tamaita. I want much more than that. Says Avraham Avinu, you're right, Avraham Avinu, I wanted that as well. Therefore the malach comes now and says the second time, ki ana she'osiso et hadovor hazer. Those extra words added, you've actually done it. And I can see, but machshava, you were mamish prepared to shecht your son. And it's as if he is shechted. Says the next passage, which we haven't heard until now, wonderful brachas. Says the Ramban, the bracha that he gets now only after this, Huftach, Shelo Yigrum Shum Chait, Sheikol Ezare. Throughout all the generations, Klal Yisrael will always remain. There will always be a Klal Yisrael. Even if they fall in Yipol b'yad oivav, they will eventually rise. And finally says Ramban, v'hine zu haftoka shalema b'g'ula ho'asid olonu. All in this action was ultimately this wonderful haftoka for the g'ula shalema, ultimately, as we've seen in this pasuk in the Ramban. There's one extra piece, and that is Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni adds just an extra few words. What's the connection? The Akedah, Har Sinai. Any connection? Of course, as we know, the Har Sinai. That animal. Every part of that animal was used as some type of hashlama, the Asid Lovai. Says the Yalkut Shimoni, the horn of the Akedah, which was actually, and suddenly that iron, that ram that was shechted, That horn ultimately was the horn shetok haboy b'har Sinai. The Koyel HaShofar, what is that Koyel HaShofar? It came because of the Zchus of the Akedah. That was the horn on the ram. So as we said before, all b'Zchus, the fact that Avraham Avinu didn't just stop there, but wanted to go further and actually shechted his son, the Ether is waiting. That comes all b'Zchus of Avraham Avinu. And then there's one final point. How many horns does a Baal have? Two. There's the Yalkut Shimoni. That's the horn on the left. There's a horn on the right, and we'll see why it's the horn on the right. Probably in the future. Tano Shel Yamin, who Godo Mismoilai. Normally, right, the right will be greater than the left. That, Mamash is the Loshen of the Ramban. Who Osid Litzkoyaboy Le Osid Lovai. Shenema, Bayehi Bayomahu Yitoka B'Shofar Godo. The greater one, the one on the right, that will also be used. Le Osid Lovai. The Osid Lovai, as we say, the Bayomahu, the meeting gathering of Klal Yisrael, the ultimate Bias HaMashiach. So, as we see from here, the lessons, as we approach our own Matan Torah, and presumably the Hashpores, again, not presumably, definitely the Hashpores of that day return to us. As we said, the two facets, the two sides of the mitzvahs. There's the Tivoli and the Hashlomah. The Umas Oyelon, as a Ben Nayak, they don't have this anymore. Although the Biskabog takes it further, not for today, how he extends the idea of a Ben Nayak. We have all the Tariyak mitzvahs, the Shlemus that comes from them, and the Tivoliim as well, the Tzahar of the Tivoli. Therefore, if we can, of course, now is the time to try and be makabel as much as possible as we approach Shavuot, and as we said before, with this chus, let us hope, as we hear again the Ahi Kol HaShofar of Shavuot, we should ultimately be zocher to the Ahi Bayimahu on that day, Yitoka B'Shofar God, we should hear the great Shofar of Bias HaMashiach in Hayot Yomeinu.